Cosmic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Marino Grossi says fighting has intensified near Europe's largest nuclear power plant in Ukraine.
In a meeting with Zelensky in southern Ukraine, covered exclusively by the Associated Press, IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi said the situation at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant remains tense because of the heavy military presence around it and a blackout that recently struck the facility. The plant's 6 reactors are in shutdown and it's receiving the electricity it needs to prevent a reactor meltdown through just one remaining power line. Earlier this month, fighting interrupted the power supply to the plant for half a day, forcing staff to activate backup generators. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at CJAD800. Your Dormez-vous Weather Center forecast, a mix of sun and cloud today with a high of +5, clear and -5 overnight. Tomorrow starts off clear, then clouds move in around the noon hour. It will be windy too, with gusts up to 40 kilometers an hour, the high 7. Then on Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud, quite a bit cooler, and a high of just 0. Right now we have a mix of sun and cloud in downtown Montreal, and it's +1. For all the news during the day, stream us on your smart speaker. Just say play CJAD 800, your next CTV news update at 11:30.
Want to take your motorcycle, convertible, or RV out of storage? Make your life easier. Get it done faster with Saclic, our new online services platform. A message from the Société de l'Assurance Automobile du Québec.
On a need-to-know basis, he's got you covered. Elias Makos, CJAD 800.
Third hour of the Elias Makos Show begins with a pop quiz. Who wants a pop quiz? Here's the question. Pop quiz: is the English language thriving or declining in Quebec? How would you answer that question? Is English thriving in Quebec? Well, let me give you an example of why perhaps English indeed is thriving in the province. There's a new English primary school coming to Quebec, and it shows. It could show how English is thriving in the province. A brand new English language elementary school will open for the 2024 school year. That's the announcement from the Sir Wilfrid Laurier School Board last week. It will serve students in both Lanaudière and the Laurentians. The school hopes to accommodate the growing demand for English schooling, as well as reduce overcrowding in 4 of the region's other English elementary schools. Let's find out more. Catherine Korakakis joins us, president of the Quebec's English Parents Committee Association. Catherine, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Ilya.
So what's that? Oh, Ilya, she went with the Greek.
Sorry.
I love that. That's okay. That's totally fine. I'll take it. So what's going on here? So we get a new school in Lanaudière that'll serve students in Lanaudière and the Laurentians. What's your take? Is this an example of how English is indeed thriving in Quebec?
Well, it's an example that if there's overcrowding in schools, we need to build other schools, even for the English-speaking community. So our children are not stuffed into classes together, are not giving up their libraries, are not giving up other rooms where they could do science or arts. So for me, it's more of an example of building a building that, by the way, it's much more courant in the French-speaking milieu, right?
Yeah,
there's
sector,
more French schools that are open. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sector. Thank you. So for me, it's what needs to be done to create an environment that's conducive for learning. I don't know if I would say that I would use this as the flagship that the community is thriving. I think there's a lot of stuff going on with the English speaking community at the moment. You've covered a bunch of those on your show. But it's important that we have institutions and brand new schools that create environments where children come in and feel inspired to learn, where they have access to library, where things aren't falling, where, you know, you're not stuffing everybody in one classroom. And the prices of houses in Montreal have gone up, right? The median cost of a house is about $700,000 now, compared to the Laurentians, where we're looking at about $475,000. So there is a reason why there's this migration of families. And I think, you know, I think it's important that we have buildings for our children too that are new.
Okay, so this is so interesting here because it does point, you know, you mentioned migration of families, demographics, so key here. When I was going to elementary and high school, it was a time where English schools were closing in Montreal. And I know there's been recent examples as well, but my elementary school closed after I was there for 1 year for kindergarten. It closed down. The high school I was supposed to go to, I couldn't go to because it closed down the year I was going to enter it, right? So let's take a look at this shift here. So what is happening in Lanaudière and the Laurentians? Like, who's going to these schools? Is it the children of, you know, quote unquote Anglo families? But is there also a demand because there are Francophone families who for some reason qualify under Bill 101 and can send their child to English school that are choosing this as well? Why are these schools so full that we have to open new ones?
We have to open, first of all, our schools are brimming. These are older schools, right? And if when you look at schools within the English-speaking community, when you look at Montreal, that's not necessarily the best example because we have a density of population. But when you go outside Montreal, some students have to travel over an hour and a half away to get to school, right? And think about the quality of life of that student, what that would be like. Think about it if that was your life, 1 hour to go to work, another hour to come back. So think about all the stuff that's lost. So opening another school is great. But let's not forget, in order to have access to English education, you have to be a rights holder. We're not inventing Anglophones here, right? Mm-hmm. And it's families that can't afford houses in Montreal. Or, you know, perhaps it's Francophones that have gotten a derogation because their child has special needs or they're a member of the military. I don't know. But, you know, I don't want to create, you know, a story where all of a sudden there's all these people that are mysteriously having access to English education. The people who have access to English education are, and it's very difficult to get, by the way. It's not an easy thing to do. But it's very important for our community. Our children are just as important as any other child. So it's important that we have new environments, fresh environments. It's great. It's a good boost for our community. It really is.
We're with Catherine Korakakis, president of Quebec's English Parents Committee Association, talking about a new English primary school that's going to serve students in both Lanaudière and the Laurentians. So, Catherine, let's just talk about the school because it's going to be new, right? And new means shiny and exciting and maybe has all of the latest features in building schools in this province. Well, tell me why you're excited about this new school and what kind of amenities it will offer, how many students it will take, those kind of details.
I think some of the what I've read is about 400 students, and I think it's just going to have places like a cafeteria, a library, just more classes and newer infrastructure, windows that open. You know what I mean? I think that a school is a school, but right now the state of our schools is not the best. They're older buildings, right? So, and when you're overcrowding them, you lose some of those important other rooms that you can use for a library, that you can use for art, that you can use for STEM activities. So in my understanding, they're going to have all those kinds of amenities for the children, and it's just going to be a brand new, beautiful environment.
And do you think these trends that we've outlined here where, you know, there's a need for more English schools outside of the Montreal region, and then maybe in urban Montreal, there's less need. Do you think those trends will continue?
I think so, because it's really connected to the price of housing. Like I said before, the average price of a house in Montreal now is $700,000. That's a lot of money. Not everybody can afford it. So if you, you know, with your family want to buy a house, perhaps you're looking outside of Montreal because you're looking at a $250,000, sometimes $300,000 difference. And you can, you know, you're not that far away, but you know, you can have a house with lots of room to grow in. So I think that the trend will continue. Yes.
And, when you think about this and this latest development, are there other areas that are in desperate need of new English schools right now in Quebec?
There are certain areas when you look at Montreal, in the middle of Montreal, especially in the West End, our schools are brimming at the seams. There's areas in the South Shore that I can see having some that are full. So those are the areas, and the Outaouais as well. So some of those areas that are growing rapidly, yes.
Catherine, thanks so much for coming on this morning. I'll take any win I can find. And I'm going to put this in the win column. Thanks so much.
Me too. Have a great day.
That is Catherine Korakakis, president of Quebec's English Parents Committee Association. Hey, by the way, shoot me a text at 501-4800. I'd love to know what's happening in your neck of the woods when it comes to English education. Is your child's English school packed? Are they suffering from enrollment issues? And I'd love to know if you're seeing some of those issues we just outlined with demographic change and what schools are full and what schools are not. When we return on the Elias Macko Show, we're going to talk about young couples. Some interesting statistics now that show that young couples in Quebec are stronger than they were 20 years ago. Couples are getting together. They're getting married. And guess what? They're staying together now more than they were 20 years ago. What is going on with that? We're going to get some answers from Dr. Lori Batito coming up next. At 11:15, let's check in on traffic with the CJAD 800 Traffic Center now and get an update from Debbie Marcellos.
Well, Elias, we're looking at a great drive to and from the west on the TCAN and the 20. Laval routes are in pretty good shape in from the South Shore. We had problems early this morning, especially at Mercier. We still have the closure through Ville-Saint-Pierre that affects traffic for Mercier. But right now, the one lane that is available, Route 138 eastbound in the exit, 420 west for the next 2.5 weeks, is moving fairly well. Just a minor slowdown at Ville-Saint-Pierre. 25 south for Lafontaine, you're merging into one lane into the tunnel toward the South Shore, and traffic is from Highway 40. CIBC Smart Everyday Banking has money insights that help you easily track your spending. Switch and you could get up to $400. Visit cibc.com/smart. Let us know what you see on the roads. Call in your tips to Star 800. Your next report at 11:30.
So many Quebecers suffer from back pain, which, when left untreated, can result in a loss of quality of life. The Quebec Chiropractors Association invites you to learn more. Visit chiropractic.com for more information about the practice. You can find tips and advice for daily activities and where you can find the chiropractor closest to you. Be well informed. Prevent injuries. Live your life to the fullest. Pain changes everything. Chiropractic care changes pain.
Hello, I'm Walter Assey, president of Renovco. When it comes to renovations, you don't just need assistance. You need a job done, and you need it done right. For over 20 years, Renovco has been your go-to for full-service turnkey renovations. We come with a full team of professionals, including designers and a project manager to organize it all, and you get the bathroom or kitchen of your dreams. Come see us at our design center or call us at 514-856-9993 or visit us at renovco.com.
Lately, times have been challenging, with many people facing increased interest rates, inflation, and rising credit card debt. Everyone needs a little help from time to time, but it can be hard to ask for help when it comes to your personal finances. But you're not alone. Millions of Canadians share that feeling with you. 500,000 Canadians have found help with their debt, and so can you, with Consolidated Credit Counseling Services of Canada. They are one of the largest nonprofit credit counseling organizations in the country, with an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau. They could help you consolidate your bills into one affordable payment, minimize your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. No matter how much you owe, you don't need to do this alone. To get help, call 1-800-318-1940. That's 1-800-318-1940. Let Consolidated Credit get you back to a debt-free life. Call 1-800-318-1940. Call toll-free today for a free consultation. 1-800-318-1940. Ontario license number 4705786.
Together, we can all experience the miracle of Passover with Mata Community Center. Receive a holiday food basket or Seder and meals boxes, or join us at one of our 10 in-person holiday Seders on April 5th and 6th. To sign up or to volunteer to help with our Passover services, please visit matacenter.com. That's matacenter.com. Wishing you a happy and kosher Passover. Mata Community Center. We are all a caring family.
When big stories break.
Police got the call Monday night at 7:15 that multiple shots were fired.
Turn to the team you trust.
Matt Grillo, Quebec City.
For breaking news wherever and whenever it happens. Watch CTV News at 6 and visit ctvnewsmontreal.ca.
Hey, should we buy a cottage?
We're 22. You want a cottage because we just won Lotto Max. And you're right, cottage, car, canoe, let's go.
Next draw, 55 million plus 4 max millions.
Great talk and good.